to stage before he will begin his final farewell. Jurgen Klopp, what can we say? Two words, thank you. He's a modern-day Shankly. We love you. Liverpool 2, Wolves 0.
Steve Hunter's summary of the action here at Anfield as the Jurgen Klopp era concluded with a win, as Liverpool beat Wolverhampton Wanderers 2-0 at Anfield on the final day of the season. I'm Mark Benstead and you're listening to The Reaction. Over the course of this podcast, we'll bring you an emotional Jurgen Klopp addressing the Reds here in the stadium, as well as interviews with Harvey Elliott and Andy Robertson. First, though, to our pundits, former Reds Phil Thompson and Ray Houghton, who join me pitchside in front of a very noisy cop, where we got a front row view of the fans saying thank you to the boss. Full-time Liverpool's final game of this campaign, a 2-0 victory over Wolverhampton Wanderers to bring the curtain down on Jurgen Klopp's tenure as Reds boss. Emotional scenes here at Anfield, and quite understandably so. Many, in fact nearly all, still within the ground to give the boss the send-off his time deserves. The atmosphere, Phil Thompson and Ray Houghton, is sensational, and I struggle to see the cop in his finer voice as they are. Now, Tommy, you were leading them a moment ago.
It's just absolutely wonderful. You just feel that passion, feel that emotion. It's just, you don't get that anywhere. It is, people say Liverpool fans, they think they are the best. They think they're the greatest. They are. There's something in it about being a Liverpool fan, and we've proved it once again today.
I hope you at home are getting a sense of what this is like. It's wonderful, Ray. You know, I wasn't sure how it would be at full time, how people would feel, but it is a celebration. And again, every seat is still taken. They all want to see Jurgen and get every last second they can.
Yeah, there's only one reason for that, is because of the managers in place at the moment. I thought he was extremely professional in the way he went about today's game. You can tell he was so determined to win the game and end on a real high by winning today's match. There's a respect. I've seen him with Gary O'Neill at the end of the game, and there was an embrace between the two managers, which was really nice to see. But just listen to this noise in the stadium. Cacophony of noise, because they absolutely love this manager. They love this club. They love what's happened here. And I'll tell you what, Mr. Slot, if he's watching, I wouldn't be surprised if he came here today, because this is what can happen. This is what happens when you get it right at a club like Liverpool.
You'll have heard about Liverpool and the power of Anfield, but you just need to can this noise, give it to them, let them listen to it, feel it, absolutely embrace it, and here we go. Wow, if he can do half as well as Jurgen, it's going to be some time.
Today has been about the celebration of Jurgen. It's also been a reminder of the power of the football club, the history of the football club. They've gone through the whole songbook today. Every player, past or present, pretty much has been sung about today. It's been an amazing celebration of all things Liverpool this afternoon.
Yeah, but listen, the fans remember the times from before. It's not about just under the role of Jurgen Klopp and what he's done over the last 9 seasons. This is a historic club. Have a look around the stadium. It's not locals who just come to watch their team play. They're a world team. All over the world are coming to support Liverpool because there's a passion, there's a desire for this football club. He's enhanced it, the manager, by what he's done. And whoever takes over, they're in an envious position if they can keep continuing the style of football that Liverpool... They won today comfortably enough. It could have been more, maybe a little bit wasteful in front of goalkeeper, made some good saves. I thought they were really professional. And I just can't go over the noise in the air. Try to fight it. We should have some singers in here just to give it some credence, because it's absolutely amazing. Amazing.
I'm not entirely sure if I'm prepared for the volume this place is going to
have. I just wonder how emotional will be, Mark. You know, will there be a tear in his eye? I'm sure there will, because at the end of the game, when they were singing that song for about 6 minutes, I think it was, and the noise in the stadium, the clapping, and just everything that was surrounded what Jurgen's been about. I just wonder what state he's in at the minute as a manager. He's not shown much emotion so far. Phil said there's one or two occasions that he's in that he's changed a little
and
bit.
Now it starts.
Here you come. Here
now
you
it
come.
Starts. And it builds. And it builds. Just take a second to listen to that.
Thank you. take a moment to hear the thoughts of Jurgen Klopp, and I suppose the first and most obvious question is, how are you feeling right now?
I'm completely surprised. I thought I'm already in pieces, to be honest, but I'm not. I'm so happy. I can't believe it. I'm so happy about you all, about the atmosphere, about the game, about being part of this family, about us, how we celebrated this day. It's just incredible. Thank you so much.
You've seen so many of the flags that they have made for you. The singing was almost permanent throughout the whole game today. So many famous games here over the days and the nights. If there was one that you could go back to, which one would it be? Which game here?
One of the City games we drew. That would have helped, eh? The atmosphere is absolutely great. Thanks for ignoring my request to not sing my song completely since weeks. Yeah. So. I said, thank you. If you sing it next year, that would be funny. So no, honestly, for whatever reason, I don't fall. Oh, Peter, thank you very much. Thank you. So I don't fall. Not yet. Tonight, possibly. So it doesn't feel like an end. It just feels like the start. Because I saw today a football team playing full of talent, full of youth, full of creativity, full of desire, full of greed, full of... That's one part of development. That's what you need, obviously. But obviously, since a few weeks, I get absolute too much attention. It feels really uncomfortable, but in this time I realized a lot of things. People told me that I turned them from doubter into believer. That's not true. It is not. Wait. Believing is an active act. You have to do it yourself. I just said we have to. You did it. So that's a big difference. And who tells you? Nobody tells you now to stop believing. So because this club is in a better moment than, oh, not ever. Well, yeah, maybe ever. I have to ask Kenny, probably ever. So, since a long time, let me say like that. So, we have this wonderful stadium, we have this wonderful training center, we have you, the superpower of world football. Wow. We decide if we are worried or excited. We decide if we believe or we don't believe. We decide if we trust or if we don't trust. And since today, I'm one of you. And I keep believing in you. I stay a believer 100%. And obviously, I saw a lot of people crying, and it will happen to me tonight as well, because I will miss people. That's clear. But as well, change is good. And just you never know exactly what to expect, but if you go with the right attitude into that, then everything will be fine, because the basics are 100% there, and that's there, the team, and that's the new coach. So, manager. But I have an idea. I heard the song today a few times, and I you can do that, I have no problem with that. Let's see how the response will be. Arne Slot! La 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 la. Now imagine the next season starts and you are not waiting what's going on. No! you go full throttle into it. You welcome the new manager like you welcomed me. You go all in from the first day. And when it's hard, you keep believing. When it's difficult, you keep believing. And you push the team. You wait not for a goal or whatever. And get down on your toes. You're on your toes before we score. We, because I'm one of you now. I love you two bits. The only thing we don't have yet in this wonderful stadium is a video wall, so I have to tell you. On my jumper is thank you, love, and I will never walk alone again. Thank you for that. You are the best people in the world. Thank you.
Well, ladies and gents, and Anfield as a whole, I think I speak on behalf of everybody inside here today. You made our lives better and we'll love you forever. Please, one last time, go and see your people.
Jürgen Klopp fist pumps the cup one final time. He beats his chest and the crowd stands in unison to applaud, and now he goes to do each of the other stands as well. And why not? An incredible end to an incredible era at Liverpool Football Club. What a man Jürgen Klopp is. I think a weight lifted off his shoulders, and this has probably been weighing heavy on him the last few weeks as he got close to this final day. A release there. He's content with his decision. He wants to go out and salute those people who have given him so much support during his time here.
What a reaction today from the supporters and from the manager. It shows he's still got that passion for the club, the love of the club. Even his backroom staff, it was quite incredible, very emotional. They're just looking around, and so many people have stayed behind just to say farewell to the manager. And look, people crying next to his, tears in their eyes. I tell you, it's amazing. What scenes?
It's such an emotionally charged day, but I think also a testament to his standing within the game. About a quarter of the Wolves fans stayed as well to salute this man.
They're just making that all that love, all that passion. It just comes pouring out, and he deserves every moment of it. The man somehow, someway, finds the right words. His disadvantaged children, sort of kids who are really sort of deprived, the Pembo Dara from Ireland, Sean Cox, this man is just, his empathy for everybody is just, makes you so emotional.
I can see the emotion on your face, Tom. You're steeped in this football club. You've been in that dugout. You know the pressures, you know the responsibilities. So you can empathise with just how well he's done, how much he's embraced, as an outsider, embraced this place.
This is just feel the love from everybody in here. It's a tremendous emotional time. He's given us a great journey. The look of people, for him to bow out on such a stage, it's hard to sort of comprehend what this has done. But we have done what Liverpool does, what Liverpool fans do to the best of their ability. And that's why this has been a send-off, which eclipses anybody's send-off.
See the emotion in Tombo's face, you see the emotion in Trent's face there. It takes a special individual to come in and really get this place and get this city in the way that Jürgen has done. He's managed to strike the right note pretty much at every turn during his time.
Well, listen, he's great at everything. He's a great manager. He's a great tactician. He's very good in the media. And he says the right things at the right time. And this is unique. You don't get this in many clubs, let me tell you, at any stage. I've been here at the end of the season, most like this. This is something off the charts from what the supporters are giving to the players and the manager and his backroom staff.
There's not one person who floats down to the pitch. I think that is a testimony to what Jürgen demands. Everybody wants to see him and the staff and the players And I just think this has been so wonderfully orchestrated. And as I said before, it's what we do best. It's what makes us such a special club. Jürgen's embraced all that. He's given us a style of football which we could only dream of at one time. Mane, Firmino, Salah, and given us wonders, winning us trophies. And I look at him now and he go, wow, thank you, Jürgen. Thanks for what you've done. Thanks for what you've given us. Because he's running on empty. But he's running on empty because of what he's given to this football club.
It's fitting, isn't it, what's happened today? And the way that the fans have reacted to Jürgen and what he's done for the football club is absolutely not normal. This is not normal, what we're witnessing here today.
He said he was the normal one, right?
Yeah, he might have said it. I'm not sure he meant it.
Oh, absolutely.
Because look at him.
There's nothing normal about him.
No, he's been absolutely first class. And I just think the way that they did it was absolutely spot on. You know, to bring the staff out individually, to bring out the players that are leaving the club so that he could get a fantastic reception from the supporters here in the stadium, and then the manager to come out last, and whatever he's done. Don't think he's... I thought he'd be more emotional, I've got to be honest with you. I thought
he's kept a lid on it pretty
kept a lid on it. To put your heart and soul into something for 9 years, and then all of a sudden it's gone now. That's gone now. You can't replicate this. If he goes back into management, he won't replicate what he's just seen today.
This man has given interview upon interview for the last week. He's just absolutely... And I've seen him do club events all the time. And do you know something? He's done it with a smile on his face. He finds the right words at every occasion. And you just think, wow, how does he keep doing it? How does he keep managing it? He had all kinds of events. And I just think... That is the thing within the man. He has just embraced our values, embraced this football club from day one when he came in. And he's just thrilled us all, not just with his football, but with his personality. That's what this Premier League will miss.
Well, that's it. His departure isn't just felt here. I think a lot of neutrals will miss Jürgen Klopp and what he brings. I say, the fact that a lot of those Wolves fans stayed to see his goodbye, that is not normal.
I think that speaks volumes for the man. It just tells you about the individual and what he's brought to the Premier League itself. You know, and not only that, I think a lot of the top managers are going to miss him because I think they've got huge respect for what he is about, the individual that he is, you know, what he's brought to this football club. And there'll be a lot of other clubs will be looking thinking, I wish I had a manager like that who had the, we use that word often, the empathy, but this togetherness with the support. You know, you just seen that when he went and done the fist bump. I think I've counted six. Normally, I don't think it's as many as that.
But three normally, but he gave it the extra.
I think he got a little bit overawed by the moment going up to the cop. He's going to miss this. Rest assured, whatever he does next, and I'm sure he'll take some time off and he'll recharge the batteries. At this moment, no, he's going to miss it.
I'd hate to see him at any other football club, never mind the Premier League. I hope he doesn't, because that presence, the way he does things, is just truly amazing. I don't want that anywhere else. I want it, sort of, to see him. Yes, he's going to go to Germany, whatever. I'd rather him retire gracefully. And I just think, I've loved every minute of him, and there's not often you could say that about. This place has just loved the guy, and I think he's given us every last drop of energy.
Yeah, what an input, what a contribution he has made since coming to this football club. He will be missed, but his time now draws to a close. There are plenty more reaction to Jürgen Klopp's tenure at Liverpool Football Club to come. We'll actually, as well, take a moment to analyse the game we saw today. Hopefully, we'll hear from some of the playing staff and what has been a pretty eventful season for LFC. Right now, though, we'll take a short break. Plenty more to come when we return. Hi there, just a quick break in today's show to remind you that there are two series of We Are Liverpool available to listen to wherever you get your podcasts. It's where you'll hear from current and former players about their lives off the pitch and their careers on it. We've got Andy Robertson's car-sharing stories with his brother, Lucas Leiva's humbling phone call to Jürgen Klopp after he left the club, how Curtis Jones celebrated that goal against Everton in the FA Cup, why Dirk Kuyt played a key role in Luis Suarez signing from Ajax. And there's lots more fascinating insights and stories ready for you to hear. Every episode of We Are Liverpool is available now. Do make sure to give us a follow so you don't miss any future shows. Right, let's get back to today's. Welcome back to The Reaction. A slightly different feel to today's show, of course, given it is the final game of the season, given that it is Jürgen's final game as Liverpool manager. Plenty more on that all to come. We should touch on what has happened on the final round of fixtures. Match day 38 in the Premier League, because, of course, the title was still up for grabs. This is how the results panned out. Arsenal did get the win they required eventually, but they had to come from behind to defeat Everton by 2-1. Manchester City beat West Ham by 3-1. 2 goals for Phil Foden. All that means Manchester City are champions for a fourth successive season. Liverpool, of course, in third before a ball was kicked today. That was not going to change regardless of the result here. It is Chelsea who finished the season pretty strongly given some difficulties earlier in the campaign. They are in sixth place, Newcastle seventh, Manchester United in eighth. At the bottom of the table, the three sides that came up last season all return to the Championship. Forest, where they live to fight another day. Yeah, Manchester City are champions, congratulations to them. But I think it is worth underlining the point we just touched on there. If it wasn't for Liverpool, Man City would have won 7 consecutive Premier League titles. That just underlines what Jurgen Klopp has been able to do. He's been the only person who's put a spoke in the wheels, a spanner in the works. He's been the thorn in their side, and the Premier League has been better for it. Now is the challenge now for other teams. Arteta has done it a little bit the last two seasons, but other clubs, other managers need to find a way to try and halt the spending power and the ability of Manchester City.
Yeah, well, they've got a very good squad, and that's been proven year on year. You just have to look at the results that they've got and the championships that they've won. You know, Liverpool ran them close on 2 or 3 occasions, you know, which was quite phenomenal when you look at where they were and the points that both of them got. It was an absolutely amazing season. And 2 seasons ago, as we mentioned, that Man City beat Aston Villa 3-2, with Villa being 2-0 up, and Liverpool played today's opponents, but I think it was 3-1, was it? Liverpool beat them around about that scoreline, and still wasn't enough. So Liverpool have been competitive this season. They were very, very close until they lost to Man United in the FA Cup, and then derailed them a little bit when it came to the results after that. But, you know, not to say that with the squad that they've got and some new additions that they can't be there next season, you know, putting City under pressure. Arsenal will probably be there again as well. They've come second twice in the last 2 years, so they've showed their competitive edge. But City is still the team that you've got to try and knock off the perch.
What we should say about the Premier League, what has been encouraging in the last couple of seasons, are we are seeing other teams making a fist of pushing into the top four. So obviously Newcastle had their season in the Champions League. Villa have done exceptionally well this season to get a shot at the top table in European competition. So there is that added element now, where it used to be sort of top 4 or 5 teams. It's actually now maybe, 7, 8 teams of real quality. But again, being one of those teams is one thing. Being the team that challenges City is another.
And it's challenging City on a regular basis. You know, it's sort of flirting with sort of the top four is always nice. You've got to put Brighton in with that as well, because De Zerbi's done wonders. Graham Potter did wonders before that and looked as though they were a proper outfit going to challenge. I think their European participation obviously derailed that, but we need to see it. How teams are going to get. City are a wonderful football team, and you watch them the way they play. Some people don't like it. They'd rather have Klopp's. I would rather have Klopp's football, but we can't take it away from what they do. The great thing in their favour is having the squad has got two teams which are of equal, and that is going to give them a great chance. So for Liverpool to be denying sort of Manchester City at winning certain cups over the years, it's been incredible. It's been one thing, and they've got City have got unbelievable backing. And we need to challenge. Arsenal need to do it again. Spurs, Chelsea, Manchester United need to step up a little bit more. And I think it'll be even more competitive. That's why this is the best league. You look at the other leagues, Italy, Spain, Germany, teams have run away with the league. That's what Man City would have done without Liverpool for years and without Arsenal for the last 2 years. So hopefully we'll go again next year.
At the bottom of the table, as I mentioned, the three promoted sides are down. It looked for a little spell as if Luton might just do it. The way they'd played, the energy they'd had, the go they really gave it for sort of the middle of the season, were just not enough in the end to get over the line.
Yeah, they didn't have the depth of the squad. They run out of players and they run out of ideas, run out of a little bit of luck in some respects as well, Mark. But you know, they were up against it. I thought the three teams that were promoted, you know, investment-wise, just didn't have the money behind them to go out and bring in the players that could keep them in the Premier League. Before the game was kicked and I was asked who the three were going to down, and there was the three that did go down as the ones that I mentioned. So the others who were just above them, they've got to make sure that, you know, with the new teams that have came up, that they've got to be more than competitive against them. They're the ones, they're not always going to beat the top sides, but the ones in and around you, that's where you get tested as a side and whether they're going to be good enough
and
to do that.
I think Everton and Forest were thankful that those three teams were that poor, because they're having the points deduction and still not going down. I think it's testimony to those teams, but they were fortunate that they were so poor. Sheffield United in particular, Burnley, I thought they would have made a better fist, and Luton, I always thought that they would be down there as well. I'm with Ray. Yeah. You don't like giving your three teams who go down, and everybody goes, oh, we're always being tipped. It's just, you get asked, so you have to give your opinion, and that's the way it turned out.
Liverpool wrap things up here, of course, with that 2-0 victory against Wolves. Always going to be difficult today. Nothing on the game in terms of the league standings. All the emotion and swirling round things. Stop start at times, some of the rhythm got disrupted, but especially in the first half, Liverpool did what they had to do and got the result that the manager would want to have ended up.
I thought it was a very professional performance. I think all week the training's been right. I've seen the manager, you know, cajoling the players, telling them, look, listen, I might be leaving, but we need to go out and perform in front of this wonderful crowd. Make sure we get the right level of performance. And I think they got that. They got a couple of goals. The sending off, I think, spoilt the game as a spectacle, because Wolves were sitting back as it was, but they really sat back then with the nine outfield players just getting numbers behind the ball, trying to hit Liverpool occasionally on the counter-attack. Keeper made some good saves, some misses that the boys were wondering how they didn't score from. I think it could easily have been 4, 5, 6 goals in the match.
I think you've got to give Wolves a bit of credit.
Yeah, okay.
I think they dug in, the sending off, and with Ray, it spoilt it. As this, but they kept having a go, and that was a hot day out there for the players to keep the concentration. I thought Wolves were wonderful, because at times when it is that hot, it's all right, and you think everybody's super fit, but it, all of a sudden this goes dead. You've ran round and everything. It's not just in the legs, it's in the brain, and then you pick them off. And that, the testimony to Wolves, thought they'd done okay.
A job done in the end by the Liverpool camp, but a difficult and emotionally charged afternoon. Let's hear from one of the group who did get that job done. Just ahead of the presentation ceremony, Becky Davies caught up with Andy Robertson.
Andy, the most incredible scenes we're witnessing here now. Obviously, you guys have done your job on the pitch today, but it's all about the boss, and he deserves every single moment of this.
Yeah, we tried to make it not about him and the pre-match and everything like that, but I think as soon as he heard the reception and things like that when he came out, I don't think that was possible, and even coming in on the bus. So he tried to make his team meeting as professional as possible, as he always has. But like we all knew, today was going to be about him, and we wanted to put on a performance for him more than anyone today. You know, usually we do it for a lot of different reasons, but we all tried to do it for him today. So yeah, look, luckily we got the win. Could have scored probably a couple of more goals, but hey, it's what it is, and you know, now he'll get the send off that he deserves.
The final team talk, the final half-time. I mean, I'm sure you obviously soak it in always, but today was it a little bit more special?
Yeah, look, you have to enjoy these moments. It's always about the team. It's always about, you know, the whole club and everything like that. But on occasion, it becomes about individuals. You know, we've obviously had Bobby leaving, who got a send-off, Millie and things like that. But now it's the big one that's going, you know, and it's the boss that has to go. And, yeah, look, he deserves everything he's going to get here. You know, the atmosphere he'll deserve. Everyone loves him here. You can tell that. I think we could have sold this stadium probably 10, 20 times over today, but that's why he's created. The minute he's came through the door, we've been on a journey, and yeah, it's been a special journey.
It's been the most incredible journey, but in terms of his influence on you guys as well, a lot of you have almost grown up under his tutelage, and it's not just the influence he has on you on the pitch, but also off it as well as a man.
Yeah, look, guys. Obviously, I came as a relatively young person, 23, I think I was, and no kids, nothing like that. And, you know, that's all obviously changed off the pitch, and he's always been one of the first there for me, you know, in terms of difficult moments I've had off the pitch, good moments I've had off the pitch. He's always been the first one to pick up the phone or give us a text and congratulate or to see if I'm OK. And, yeah, that's what maybe people don't see. As a manager, you could speak all day about him and everyone could, but yeah, as a person, he's done a lot for all of us, and that's where they will always hold a special place in all of our hearts for that. And yeah, now we have to move on, but not until we give him this send-off, you know, and you can already hear it. And yeah, he's obviously a special person to this club, and like I said, he'll deserve every moment he's going to get today. He'll do it in typical Klopp fashion, try not make it about himself, but we won't allow that tonight.
I'll let you go and enjoy it. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Just to bring you up to speed with what is happening here, as with always on the final day of the season, the players come out with their friends and family, kids run amok on the turf here, there's all kinds going on. Harvey Elliott's just been across to be presented with the golden samba from the supporters. You can see him making his way across the pitch again just now. Ibu Kanatis slid in and tackled a young girl in possession of the ball a few moments ago as well.
That was a red card, Mark.
He might have been off.
Oh, do get it wrong, don't worry.
Just ask Gary O'Neill. It's been a brilliant, brilliant scene here today. So much emotion, so many smiles though as well. The season has brought us smiles. Let's pick out on some players who really caught your eye. I'll start with you, Ray. Who's your Liverpool player of this season?
It was a real close one for me. I think Virgil's been outstanding. I think consistently, game on game, he's been very, very good. I've actually gone for Alexis McAllister. For someone to come to the club new, change his position, which he was playing a deep line midfielder, struggled a little bit to start with, but once he got up to the speed of playing for Liverpool, I thought his performance level really impressed me game after game after game. He had a lot to do in matches, controlling the game from midfield, scored some spectacular goals, great vision awareness, great weight of pass. And the more games he played, I thought the better he became over the course of the season. So I just gave it to him just ahead of Virgil, but it was very tight.
Just ahead of Virgil. Tomo, you went for Virgil. Why was he the best player for Liverpool this season?
Well, he's embraced the captaincy. He's embraced it. I think there's been a time when you go, you're ready for that change. I think he knew he was ready for the captaincy. And I've seen him this season be the player that he was before his injury. He's been supreme. He's defended as... Well, a great captain and a great leader is what you do for other players. And how you do for players around you, how you do for players in front of you, how you guide them through games. And I just think Virgil van Dijk, I always look at players, I don't go for sort of players who've... sort of they come good in the last third of the season and you go, wow, haven't they done good? And yes, I get it, McAllister's done very well. Mo Salah still delivered in things, but Virgil for me has just been absolutely like a rock this season, and probably he's been a bit disappointed. I think that was only the 10th clean sheet of the season for Ali, I think, and really Virgil will not enjoy that very much.
Speaking of Virgil though, he did score the goal that won the Carabao Cup final for Liverpool as well. And that's one of our collective highlights of this season, Ray. What a day, what a performance. Against all the odds, all the injuries, all the kids called on to make a contribution, and the boys delivered.
Yeah, they did. They delivered big time as well. Look at that reaction from the players when Virgil finishes off that opportunity. And look, Virgil can't believe it. He's on the floor. Everyone on top of him. And he's just won the cup in the air. That's what... being a captain's about as well. I agree with Phil though, what he said earlier. You think of all the different partnerships he's had to go through this season. You know, when you look at, he's played with Kanati, he's played with Matip, he's played with Konza, he's played with Joe Gomez. There've been so many players that he's played alongside, but he's been the one player that's been there constantly throughout that time with all the matches that's been played. He's been there time and time again.
He's guided Joel. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gerrard's not the supreme player, and what a talent, what a player we have on our hands. But it's all with the help of somebody like Virgil. And that's so important. You guide him, you ease people over, you put them in positions that you do because of his experience. And I think that's why he stands out. That was just wonderful. That emotion of that Carabao Cup and those kids all piling on, they're going, oh my God, this is Virgil van Dijk, I'm jumping on top of here. And when Jürgen made those three substitutions in the 86th minute, he went, what's happening here? We're going into extra time and he's making. But he had trust, he had belief in those players. And I think that's what you see with him. But Virgil van Dijk, for me, has been supreme. You see this emotion after the game today. That tells you there's a special bond between manager and his leader.
We've asked you guys to pick other moments that have really stood out for you. One that you've picked, Tomo, I think we did the studio together, I think, if memory serves me. Newcastle away, early on in the season. incredible. And that was a game where it was a real catalyst for a lot of the things that came with the way in which Liverpool dealt with adversity. You mentioned Kwanzaa, he came in that game and had to deal with that, and Darwin Nunez was the man to deliver.
I think that epitomised, and for all Jurgen Klopp's games and the Barcelona and Dortmund games, I think this shows you the power, what can happen when you play for Liverpool, when you manage Liverpool. Things like this, things, magical things happen. How we won that game, Jurgen said himself, this gave him the most pride that he's ever had, probably besides the Carabao Cup, which come later. But you're 1-0 down, you're down to 10 men. And yet the boys battled, stayed in the game, and we delivered an absolutely supreme performance. And Darwin scored the two goals. I couldn't believe it. So Jürgen must have been like that. Oh my goodness, what has just gone on? But this is Liverpool Football Club. This is what makes this magic happen. To come up with a win against all adversity. We keep on producing these results.
Speaking of adversity, one of the other moments that you picked was a moment of adversity that nobody could ever have dreamt up. It was the game against Luton when Luis Diaz's father was being held hostage, and it was his son who earned the Reds a point late on down at Kenilworth Road. What a story that was. What a thing which has been lost along the way. Something, again, that Jürgen had to deal with this campaign.
I tried to think about things a little bit different and outside the box. We can only imagine what Luis Diaz was going through about that. That is so uncanny in football. So for them, for his dad, in producing, he's rolling up his shirt, and you just went, wow, and you could feel that emotion. You could feel it from his teammates, is that, we're with you, mate. And I just thought it was a great moment in our season, and I do. I like to see those things. So, yeah, it was
once
special.
Once again, and also on that, the reaction of his teammates.
That's what I'm saying,
because they know
right?
what he was going through, you know, the pressures and the worry. And to go out and do what he did in that particular game was absolutely phenomenal. I thought he was outstanding second half of the season, I've got to be honest with you. Every game I watch him, he's looked electric. He's been on it, he's been at the opposition. You know, he's not just passed it backwards and square. He's been decisive in possession ball, taking it at the full-backs, getting crosses into the box. He's been an absolute star, I thought, in many of the games that I've seen.
I thought he was great today. I was disappointed he came off. I thought he was tremendous.
Yeah. Looked lively. It wasn't just Tomo we asked to pick some moments. You picked one as well. And yours was a game that took place. A really quality game of football, Ray. We were pitch side for the game against Arsenal. Fabulous. Oh,
I thought this was my game of the season. I thought the standard of football in that 90 minutes was off the charts good. Technically, tactically, everything that you look for. So as we see the gaffer again out there, that's typical of the man. He's out there with everyone. He's just loving it. He's loving this moment.
That was a very Jurgen Klopp attacking formation there. And that's the man himself. He's out on the pitch now, posing for pictures, hugging supporters, getting involved in the festivities. The players are still out here. I think everyone is pretty much still here. Stefan Bacetic is just behind us, speaking to some fans at the Kop. Klopp is out on the pitch. We've had Mo Salah playing with his kids in the goal in front of the Kop. Endo's kids are out in front of the Kop as well. It's just one of those amazing kind of days where everyone really embraces it. I wonder what he'll think. I wonder when he will sit and take stock, Ray. You know, Jürgen's had so much build up to this. Tom mentioned all the interviews he's had to do. He's had to deal with the decisions. He's had to deal with it going public. He's had to deal with the build up to today. Disappointment in the last couple of weeks where they've not got over the line in a couple of things. So much emotion, so much responsibility. I wonder when it'll hit him. All he's achieved, but also how much he's meant to people.
Well, I'm sure they've got something arranged for him tonight where, amongst his staff and all the players and everyone associated with the club, you know, the directors and one thing or another. I'm sure there's something lined up to say a final farewell. And he'll probably sleep for about 2 weeks because he's absolutely out on his feet. What he's had to do, what he's had to put up with, all the emotions that comes with it. It's only when you finish, Mark, it hits you. And that's what happened to him.
He is wandering in this general direction. He will sleep, he will rest. I think he said tomorrow with holiday. We've seen before, I think there's every chance we'll see a couple of shots of Jürgen on a beach somewhere with something cold in his
hand. And he deserves every minute that he gets.
Look at this for a moment. Young fan presenting a golden salmon to Jürgen Klopp. What a moment for that young man, and what a moment for Jürgen as well.
Is he getting knighted here, Jürgen? It looks like he's getting knighted by the young man.
Part of him him embracing and understanding all the things that swirl around this football club and all the nuances to it, how much this means to the fans. This is
it's not just about managing your players or your staff that are there. It's managing the club as a whole, understanding what your supporters are about, what this great club is about and what they've done over the years. And he knows exactly what's what and what he has to go and do. But he does it with, you know, because he loves the club. He loves being part of it. You know, he loves to see the youngsters. He wants to see the development of this city. He wants to improve it as much as he can. And he's done an unbelievable job for the last 9 years. And that, what he's just done here, typifies the man. That's what he's all about.
Yeah, if the tears weren't going already, they'll be going after all of this. It's just great. It's so heartwarming. It's so fabulous to see the impact he's made and see how many people are still here just to give him the send-off. It is smiles around. I can't imagine what it'll mean to those youngsters to have that experience, to be part of this send-off for the manager.
Well, think about the players he's got at his club as well. You know, some lads who are 23, 24, they were only kiddies when he took over as manager. He shaped them, he's helped develop them, he's mentored them, you know, as a manager, as a father figure. When they've had problems, I'm sure they go to him because I was thinking it would be easy to talk to. He'd never have his door closed to you. He'd always be open, always invite you in. And he'd always help you as much as he could, as with his coaching staff behind him as well. But that tells you more about the group that he's got and the club as they are.
You're seeing with that young kid, and I just think, you know, everybody, managers will do that, but the smile and the passion that he just embraces the young man and all his family or whatever it is, it's truly amazing. And you could think, when does the guy get fed up? When's he going to rest?
What you mentioned there about him as a football manager, but what he's done and what all managers don't necessarily do, they don't develop and help people as people. You know, Robbo made a reference to when he came, he was 23 years old, he had no kids, no responsibilities. He's become a father in that time. Jürgen's been someone he can turn to, lean on. And he'll have been that father figure, that guiding light for so many boys, because he's the kind of man who has that kind of presence where you can chat to him. And he wants people to be better people and make sure they're all right as people rather than just as footballers.
It's very unique to have a manager that players embrace in the manner that they do with Jürgen. You know, sometimes you don't want to be too close to the manager because there's going to be times he's going to leave you out. You're going to have disappointment when you've got a manager. That doesn't seem to be the case with Jürgen and these players. You see them all line up, every one of them, as they came out. Everyone wanted to be part of it. You know, there was no one shying away and saying, oh, you're not for me. Everyone seems to enjoy being in his company, and that is a huge testament to the individual that he is.
The great managers who the players all love, and it's great the managers who take care of the players. They look after the well-being of the players. The really great managers, the ones that look after the family. They care about the family. They care about the children. They care about how they're getting on. As Robbo says there, and I think that's what he was alluding to, he came here as a young man, now he's a family man. And he embraces all that. He makes you feel special. And I think you look at Jürgen there, and I've known and I've worked with Gerard Houllier, and that's what set him apart from Rafa. Rafa was a wonderful coach, great tactician. But you ask Steven Gerrard, Jamie Carragher, they go, no, but Houllier was the man manager. And that's what makes certain managers a cut above the rest.
Yeah, certain managers' influence goes beyond the 90 minutes of football, goes beyond the trophies in the cabinet. I think it's fair to say Jürgen comes into that bracket. We'll take another short break here from scenes at Anfield. When we come back, there'll be more on today's fabulous send-off for Jürgen. God, what a day it's been. More analysis, reaction, and of course, emotion and maybe tears to come when we return. The final day at the office for Jürgen Klopp. What a day it's been. The sun has been shining. The smiles have been spread across everyone in the stands here. But he had one final thing to do before he ventured back onto the pitch following the game. He had to deliver his final speech to his players. Let's take you inside the dressing room and listen to what he had to say.
That's what I can say. You are the football you are able to play. It's absolutely ridiculous. I can't wait watching you. Developing, maybe the next steps, becoming third. I don't even know yet who became champion. Huh?
They said
it. So, the only one to stop that career, I said. And you can do that again. I said it this morning. There might be some people who say, that's not enough. I tell you, they don't have a clue about football. So, could we have done better moments? Yes. Of course, that's always possible. But did we do better than you can usually expect? Oh, yes. Because it takes longer to become a top team again. And you did that like this. And then my expectations get boom. And then we couldn't keep their pace. That's the problem a little bit. And besides that, becoming third in the first season with Liverpool 2.0. And from now on, with new energy from outside, for you, with new influences, with new push, with new, yeah, proving yourself and all this kind of thing, that's good for squeezing everything out of your career. So it's already too much for that talk. I don't want to say I love you. It was absolutely outstanding. Thank you for the ride. I'm so proud of you, and I'm so proud that I was have been allowed to be part of this. Thank you very much. Yeah, and the sky's the limit for the world. Thank you.
Final words to his players. They are, well, after today, no longer his players, but he leaves them with some words of inspiration and kind of touching on the potential of Liverpool 2.0. An unknown quantity this season. We didn't know what they could do, if anything. One bit of silverware in the bag, so close to much more. He leaves a team with real potential for the new manager and coaching staff stepping in.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, if you look at the consistency level over the course of the season, it's been excellent. You know, from where they were last season, the changes, you know, changing that whole midfield, McAllister coming in, Endo coming in, Szoboszlai at the start, these players getting their opportunity. Yeah, it changed the dynamic. Defenders, changing them around. You know, Trent was out for a while. We had to bring in a young corner at right back. So much that was going on, but the consistency level was there. They were winning games. They were changing it when they were bringing on substitutes, scoring plenty of goals. So he'll be extremely pleased the way the season's got. People are looking, and it's only because they were in for four trophies, that it doesn't look as good. But if you come back to the start of the season, you're going to finish in the top four, you're going to finish third, you're going to be quite close to the teams above. You're not going to be that far off of it. And you're going to win one trophy. I think everyone who's a Liverpool fan would have said, thanks very much.
Yeah. As mentioned earlier, Tom, it's not just goodbye to the manager and some of the coaching staff. A couple of players also departing. We saw Joel Matip and Thiago Alcantara step out at the end of the game. Joel Matip, we touched on it briefly, a fabulous servant and a huge part of what has been achieved here. Again, I make the point, signed for nothing. One of the best value signings Liverpool have ever made. And some of the quality he bought at times, some of the consistency initially before injuries caught up with him, a really important player.
Very much so. You look at his relationship with Virgil, it was great at one point, and I know there's other players who've come in, but this guy was a stalwart of the side. Him and Virgil, the teams couldn't get past him. He was so good, and there was times you see him marauding forward with the ball, and you always have that in your mind with Big Joel. He'd go on those runs like galloping through the middle and he'd make things happen. Sometimes I don't think he knew what he was doing, but it caused so much confusion in the opposition. I think it was this the game he plays a 1-2 and he gets in, and what a finish.
Like, what a goal that is. Like, what a goal.
It reminded me of myself.
I was going to say, I thought, yeah.
What are you laughing for?
You would never be that far forward.
I'd have got a nod. That won't nosebleeds. We won't go there.
He hated the limelight, hated doing interviews. He's not about social media, he's not about profile, unlike a lot of footballers these days. But when it came to playing football, he was all about it, and he delivered in the big game.
That's when you're tested is on the pitch. You're not tested off of the pitch, in my opinion. Yeah, but you get lads who all got different personalities, what they like and what they don't like. It seemed to me that he didn't like the limelight, he didn't like being involved in social media, as you said. All he wanted to do was train and play, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
The other side of it is you could see the players so like them.
Yeah.
His personality, they wanted to be around him because he was that kind of guy. I probably made them feel at ease a lot of the time, instead of, you know, players who are all hyped. Talk about Andy Robbo, who seems to be all buzzing. He was like that. He was nice and calm, nice and cool. And you, at times that come across in the way he played games. Those big legs would come out, telescopic legs, and just nick balls and pinch balls off people. It's been a big, big part in Jürgen's time at this football club.
Thiago had achieved so much before coming to Liverpool. His trophy and medal collection beats most yeah. players in the game, right? We maybe didn't get the best of him consistently because of the injuries. It was intermittent. But when we did see him at his best, and those little flashes, some of his contributions, even his first game at Stamford Bridge, was it? That little cameo he had, unbelievable ability.
I really enjoyed watching Thiago. He'd be my type of midfielder, you know, always available. Never shirked a responsibility of getting on the ball, but always looked forward with his passing. Great, great awareness, you know, of where the space was and where players were making the runs. And as we just say, you could score a goal as well. He wasn't renowned for his score. He's renowned more for his passing ability. You know, that's where I would look at him. And just skill. There we see another one where he's put in his left foot, right foot, left foot. And then the joy, you know, that's what you're looking at. But he was just a quality player, and it was just a great shame, in my opinion, you didn't see more of him. You know, if he was fit on a regular basis, playing week in, week out, he'd create numerous chances for the strikers, there's no doubt.
That was his marker in games, how he passed the ball. We're looking and we're watching the game today, and we're going, just pass it that little bit quicker. Just give it. You have confidence in your teammate to wrap a ball into him. Thiago did that for fun. He got the ball, no matter whether it was sort of 50 yards or it was 10 yards, he zipped it into somebody. He made it look elegant. I just loved everything that he did. But I understand if you can't get your players, some of your best players on a pitch, it's very difficult to give them these big contracts that they're actually on. So I understand that. But I've been delighted that he's played for my football club. Yeah. Thiago Alcantara, yeah. Liverpool player, just wonderful.
Barcelona, Bayern Munich, Liverpool, fabulous CV and what a contribution he's made at all those clubs. In terms of Jurgen Klopp's contribution, we spoke about some of the moments of this season. We actually asked you to pick out moments from his time at the football club. You both were agreed the title-winning season was the season that really stands out for the way Liverpool were so dominant during that campaign.
Yeah, I mean, they had a year there when they were just incredible, weren't they? Game after game, they were absolutely sensational. You know, the level of performance was so high, so good. And it wasn't arrogance, but I'm sure going into games, and it wasn't a case of, if we're going to win today, lads, how many were you going to win by? You know, they were that good that season. And Jurgen would have loved that. He would have loved his team going out and expressing themselves in the way that he would want them to. Defensively, nice and solid. But it was the attacking prowess that they had, you know, the creativity that they had. And that's what made them stand out in that season.
The game of Jurgen Klopp's tenure was an easy pick. You've both gone for the Barcelona game. It would be pretty impossible. You'd have to be really trying not to pick that game, I think, wouldn't you, Tom?
Yeah, that was the best game. Can I just say, that league championship winning side, that Jurgen ended 30 years of hurt,
yeah.
which had been a millstone round our neck for years that we'd been absolutely battered for. And to be back on our pitch was a special moment, and we should always remember. But that one game will define Jurgen's tenure. Barcelona here, 3-0 down, Messi, Suarez, Rakitic, you name it, they all came here and they thought they'd done it, but they didn't know. And Suarez should have been saying, this game's never won, and they swanned into this place. And we gave the most wonderful performance. I don't mean the players, I mean the fans, yeah. I mean the supporters. And it was just, you knew, there was always something in your mind, right? That you went, it could happen. This could really happen.
Yeah.
And it did do. It produced.
Andy Robertson kicking Lionel Messi up in the air after about 5 minutes was sensational. We've asked you to pick your favourite goals of his time. Tommy, you've gone for Mo Salah's goal against Manchester City. What was it about that just makes it stand out above the so many others that was got 100 and whatever, thousands and beyond?
It's the quality of the side you're doing it against. That should be. He's twinkle toes. He skips through passes. He's ready for it. And to keep his composure to score that goal, and it was because it was Manchester City and how good they are defensively, and he left them in tatters. That to me was there was many, many great goals, but I just so remember that one.
You see behind us, Alisson Becker is taking the adulation of the fans, posing for some photos. You can just see him out of shot behind me. There we go, you can see him over my shoulder. That's the kind of day this is. In terms of other moments, well, I think we actually saw his celebrations for this moment. Your favourite moment, your favourite goal, Divock Origi against Everton.
Yeah, just because it was against Everton, as simple as that. You know, and it looked like it wasn't going to happen for Liverpool. I mean, Pickford hits it onto the crossbar and there's a Rigi Tabbitt. But I watched the boss. I've never seen him run so quick. See, that sums up everything that's great about your manager. The timing of the goal, just his passion for the club. That typifies football to me.
I would have loved to have done that one for obvious reasons. Obvious reason, but I stayed away from it because I've never seen anything like the celebration of Jürgen. I knew everybody just went, oh yeah, that's fine, that's great. The game was still going on. The referee and the thing. And everybody, oh, that's Jürgen.
That was one of those iconic games that will be remembered down the line. That will be thrown out every time a derby comes around. That is one that which makes it so special.
It's like Gary McAllister's free kick.
Yeah.
It's like what happened with that. It will have everybody. We will remember Divock for our lives because of derby games and one of the greatest derby goals for obviously different reasons. And that was it. I could quite easily have gone with that, but I thought people might have a pop at me.
I think you mentioned it pre-match, Ray, but it's worth reiterating. One of the moments you picked out, it's the fist pumps in front of the cup. It became his trademark for those big games. We saw it with a bit of extra gusto.
Yeah, look
at post-match today. Yeah, and it's special.
It's absolutely special. But look at the passion. Look at the desire in that. It's not just a little, look at it. It's like, yes, get in there. And that's what you want from your manager. You want him to have that love and determination,
it's
that winning.
Slapping a live bear at the end of it.
Yeah, it's the winning mentality, isn't it? It's all about winning. It's about the fans, as I say. He wants to embrace them. He wants to be part of them. He knows what they're going through. He knows how much it means to them. And that just, for me, sums it all up.
His
tenure as manager.
We've got a 5 or 6 timer today as well.
Yeah, you hit 6 today, yeah. Special occasion and all that, but you've got to do something new, haven't you?
I think he was getting tired of doing it because he ran down the other end and he was struggling.
Arnie, you've got something to do, pal. You've got to come better than that.
Yeah, it is going to take something to top that. What an iconic characteristic, an iconic trademarked moment from Jürgen Klopp, something we saw throughout his tenure. One of the players who's really shone in recent seasons and developed under the boss is Harvey Elliott. What has he made of today and of Klopp's contribution to the club during his spell with Liverpool? Let's find out. He's inside now, speaking with Becky.
Harvey, I think so many emotions wrapped up in today. Obviously, signing off with a win is exactly what the boss would have wanted, but it's all been about him this afternoon.
It was a tough day for everyone. And I think a different day, you know, it's just, we don't, well, as players, we haven't had this feeling before coming into a match day, knowing what's going to happen after. So it was kind of hard, you know, to focus on the game, but at the same time, you know, we're professional in what we do, so we need to get the job done today. More so for him than anyone else to, you know, make it an even special day. But I think, you know, it was about the game partially, but, you know, the gaffer as well. It's all about him today, and we all hope he enjoys this day. I think the crowd, you know, here have made it unbelievable and so special for him, and, you know, it's memories of a lifetime. You know, for himself and us as players. So, you know, today's all about him and, you know, wish him the best.
Of course we do. We saw him give such a passionate speech there. I mean, in terms of how much he means to you guys, it's probably almost impossible to put it into words, but he's the heartbeat of this club, and I guess it must be so difficult, just the concept of saying goodbye.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't feel real, to be honest. Us as players, you know, I don't think we've kind of processed what happened, or what's happening, I should say. I think it was sinking, you know, more over the summer. But I think, you know, today it's hard to kind of think about these things. We just want to enjoy the day. We want to enjoy it with him, you know, with the staff as well. And, you know, the lads that are leaving us, you know, Thiago, Joel, we all want to make sure they have the best possible send-off and day possible. You know, because it's emotional and it's upsetting. You know, we've formed such a great bond together and created so many memories, and, you know, we've made history, and for the people to be leaving, it's very hard. But as I said, you know, we just need to enjoy today. We need to enjoy it as a team, as a club, you know, and I think we'll do the thinking during the summer.
Everyone has their own sort of individual journey with the boss, I guess. But for you, you've grown up under his tutelage really here and become a man while you've been working alongside him. And I imagine he has shaped you as a person, not just, of course, on the pitch, but off it as well.
Absolutely, you know, he's taught me things that I never would have thought to be taught, and you know, I've turned into a man. That's just how it is. I think when I joined, I quickly realised what's needed, and you know, how to represent the club, you know, the manner of the club, and how to, you know, handle yourself in situations. And I think the boss, you know, he's been a part of that journey throughout the whole thing, and you know, who I am today is because of him. You know, he's gave me the platform, he's gave me the courage, you know, he's taught me so many things to go out and play my football, and you know, I am who I am today because of him, and for that I can, you know, I can never thank him enough. You know, the experiences that I've gained, especially being a Liverpool player and a Liverpool fan, you know, it's a dream come true for myself and all my family. So it's very hard to put into words what he's done, and you know, if I try to explain, I'll be here all day. But you know, he's been a major part, and the things that I've learned off him, you know, I'll be forever grateful, and keep it with me forever, that's for sure.
Finally, when the dust settles and the emotions do on today, and when we all process it, it feels he leaves this team in incredible shape for the future, and it feels like there is now, as I say, when everything is processed, there is a new wonderful chapter hopefully on its way for this football club.
Absolutely, you know, we're in the best possible position, and that's because of him. You know, it's because of him and his coaching staff, what he's taught us, you know, how to become real players and, you know, real men as well. And I think, you know, his style of play is iconic, and I think we'll be taking a lot of things that we've learned from the boss and taking it into the next chapter. You know, we're all very excited for it. We still don't know what's going on, but you know, it's a new chapter, it's a new challenge for everyone, and you know, it's a fresh start. So I feel like, you know, us as players, we need to enjoy it, we need to be excited for it as well, and you know, we need to show the new gaffer the ways of Liverpool. But you know, Jurgen and, as I said, his coaching staff has definitely left something here, and you know, it would be iconic until people can remember. So you know, it's all credit to himself and the coaching staff. But you know, as I said today, we just need to enjoy it, and then summertime we can do the thinking and you know, get ourselves ready for next season.
Thank you so much for speaking to us.
No problem. Thank you.
Yeah, Harvey, one of the many players who've developed under Jurgen Klopp, a player who the manager put real trust in, especially what, last season when he was almost an ever-present in the Premier League campaign. And that's the legacy, I guess. Tomo, there's a group of players there who've been schooled very well by Jurgen and his staff over the last few campaigns.
Yeah, and it is, and Harvey's one of them, isn't he? He comes, 16 years of age from Fulham, a massive Liverpool fan, and his dad, I know his dad personally. His dad, huge Liverpool fan. So for his son to be playing for this football club is wonderful. And Jurgen apologised, didn't he, a couple of weeks ago, saying that I've not given him enough game time to go. And we've seen how well he's played in this last month. And I think that gives us all hope. And he's nurtured that young man to become a vital part for quite a few of the signings, for him to be playing Harvey towards the end of the season. I said, it gives us, I think he'd be better off for that next year. I think he'd be really saying, no, I should be in this starting lineup. And I think he's been great. But we talk about how he's made great players, and even better, and we said about Mane, Firmino and Salah, but it is Virgil van Dijk. He came from Southampton, yes, a good player, we paid big money, but there was other players. Andy Robertson, 8 million from Hull, and what a player. They all owe Jurgen Klopp a hell of a lot.
Yeah, there's been a list of players who've made a considerable contribution over the years, and I think Jurgen is just getting ready to depart from the pitch, although there are still a good few thousand kicking around the cop and around the dotted around the stands, hoping to get one last glimpse. He's doing the final range of goodbyes and waves. But yeah, generally speaking, Harvey's not the only one. There's a core of players there for the new manager coming in. This isn't a reboot. It's not coming into a team that has run out of steam, that has got no potential about it. This is a young team with legs and ability and the foundations for going again.
And a lot of players, it's the first season at the club. They've learnt the Liverpool way. They've learnt, you know, how to deal with pressure. The expectation which comes on your shoulders when you're a Liverpool player is absolutely huge, and how you deal with that can be very, very difficult. But I tell you what, the manager that's coming in's got a big job, because they're large shoes to fill, isn't they, the job that he's done. Now, you've just seen it today. You know, I don't have to tell you that. You've seen it. You've seen it with the supporters and their reaction to Jurgen Klopp and his staff and the job that they've done here. And, you know, for the young players, you know, they've grown up. They've come from kids to men now. They're real footballers now, who actually believe that they should be at this club and they should be in the starting 11. And that's good for them. And that's important that they feel that way going into the start of next season with a new manager. Who knows what's going to happen? We don't. That's what you've got to sit back and wait and see what develops and what Arne Slot brings to Liverpool Football Club when it comes to style of football. You know, the personalities he might bring in, his coaching staff, what they like with the players that they've got. But he's coming into a side that are on the up. And that's very unusual in football.
Yeah, and that's the thing, though, isn't it, Tom? The natural reaction is, oh, no, Jurgen's going, it's going to be doom and gloom. But actually, sometimes a fresh voice, a fresh impetus can be good for a football club. And Jurgen said maybe he's pushed him, he's got them set up now, someone else can carry on the good work he started for this Liverpool 2.0.
And Jurgen said that. He said whoever comes in, that this is a good team, this is a good group, squad of players for anybody to work with. So it's not a bad job to be taken over. You know, you look at things at the end of last season, the way it was, and all of a sudden all these players have gone. There might be new, there's other players who have got to step up even more. You know, you look at Darwin and you look at sort of a few of the players who've come to the fore and need to step up again.
Gentlemen, that's us kind of done for today. It's been an absolute pleasure to share the pitch side position with you gentlemen once again. I particularly enjoy, one of my highlights of the season was Tomo being the conductor for the cot when we first came out. That will live long in the memory. I could tell how much you enjoyed that. If you had your season highlights, that might be an epic.
Wow, my season reel would be that. Honestly, timing is everything.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was just at a wonderful song and want to join in with the cop.
It was. It was an image I will take with me into the summer. Gentlemen, thank you. Enjoy your holidays. Enjoy the Euros, Ray, when you go. So the season is done. Jurgen Klopp's tenure is done. There's only one way we can finish things off. Thank you, Jurgen. Danke. That's it for the final reaction podcast of the season. And it was an emotional one for sure. A fitting farewell for Jurgen Klopp. Come pre-season, we will return for a brand new campaign with a new manager at the helm. Until then, if you haven't already, please give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts to make sure that you don't miss an episode when they drop. Goodbye.